Amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This applies to everybody in the sanctuary, everybody on Facebook, everybody on YouTube. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Amen. Amen. We just said, what, Easter last week? What? God is still present. God is still ever working in our lives. And guess what we have today? Do we know what we have today? We have a word coming that God prepared for every single person here and online, whether they're watching right now or whether they tune in later and watch. Just think, God has a word. He has looked into us and said, I have a word for you that's going to help you, that's going to transform you, that's going to increase your faith. And we have to say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Because, Lord, during the times that I had turned away from you, during the times that you may have said, I don't believe, or that's what they do, or that's all right over there, God said, I still love you, and I'm still watching over you. And there's going to come a day when you're going to come through the doors of the tabernacle, and I have a word for you. So if we could all stand, amen, amen, amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for touching our hearts and our minds. That we knew, hallelujah, we need to seek you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done to provide for us and our families. Lord, you saw our situations, be it an issue on the job, an issue in the marriage, an issue in our bodies. Lord, you watched over us. And you said, I love you. You said, I love you. Thank you. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for telling us that you love us, for sacrificing for us because you love us, for protecting us because you love us, for providing because you love us, for settling situations because you love us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, have your truth spoken to us this morning, that despite whatever goes on in this world, whatever's going on in the streets, because of the word that you give us, we will have peace in our hearts. And that we would walk in that peace so that others who are being caught up in the chaos would see your peace in us. And we could tell them, come see a man. For we need you, O Lord. We need your presence evermore. Help us, O Lord, when we go through our doubts, when we have our questions. Lord, when we feel lost, help our unbelief and draw us nearer unto you. For we know the way is through you, Christ Jesus. No other way. No other solution. But Lord, you are the one. And you proved it to us. Thank you, Jesus. You proved yourself to us. Hallelujah. working in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for wiping away those tears. Thank you for letting us feel the warmth of your presence. Thank you for letting us feel restored as you stepped into the situation. Thank you that as we were worried, you settled it. Hallelujah. That as we were sick, you healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For when we suffered loss, you comforted us. For when we looked at a cloudy sky, your light shone through. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord. Lord, you've got more than two or three gathered in your name this morning. Sit next to us. Let us feel you sitting right next to us this morning. Whether in the sanctuary or at home, let us feel you sitting right next to us. Speaking to us. Writing your word on the fleshy tables of our hearts. That we would be transformed and renewed in our mind. Oh, that you would create in us a clean heart. That you would renew a right spirit within us. Hallelujah. That Lord, hallelujah. No matter what has been weighing us down, you would set us at liberty right now. That nothing would get in the way of your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thanking, hallelujah, that you made a way for us. We love you, O Lord. And we thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your presence. And Lord, thank you for telling us, I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Be encouraged this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Now, before we get to the preacher, I'm going to read our scripture for this morning, and we'll let people come in the door. But I want us to remain standing. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 21. Hallelujah. It's Revelation chapter 21. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 4. Amen. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Be encouraged, church. Amen. He's told us what's coming. He's told you what? That stuff's going to pass away. He shall be our God, and we shall what? Be in his presence. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'm not up here to preach. I'm going to get out of the way so that the preacher can come up here. But let us just what? Rejoice in the presence of our Lord. Amen? Amen. With that, I'm going to bring up our Reverend Kirtan. Amen? Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. Praise the Lord on the live stream. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, while you're standing, just for a moment, I want you to do this. Amen. Just put your hand on your own head. Amen. Glory to God. Let the anointing fall your way. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit flow where you stand even now. Amen. Glory to God. Just a minute, brothers. Amen. Amen. Will you use the breath in your lungs? I need to hear from you. Use the breath in your lungs and the faith in your heart. Amen. I need to hear them. Amen. We need to hear this word together. Amen. Lightly on the music one moment and make this declaration over yourself. Amen. Come on, go with me. Use your faith right now. Repeat this declaration. The blood of Jesus shed for me on Calvary shall prevail. Amen. The blood of Jesus shed for me on Calvary shall prevail. Amen. Now say, it is finished. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, it's 1 week after Easter. Amen. It's 1 week after Resurrection Sunday. Amen. And there's this question that might be coming from the world, maybe even from some of us in the church. Amen. Is what just happened? Amen. Glory to God. Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, what just happened? What makes last week the holiest week of the Christian believer's calendar? Amen? Amen. And there are some last week that may have even experienced the presence of Jesus. Amen. Had an encounter with him for the first time, and maybe they left the encounter right there where they had it. Amen. Glory to God. They didn't go any further. Amen. Some, however, hallelujah, had an encounter with Jesus and they moved forward to accept him in faith. Amen. They brought him into their lives. Amen. And now Jesus Christ is living in them as their living Savior. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. So, what just happened? Amen. Well, what just happened is the reconciliation with God the Father. Amen. The creator of all things in life, the creator of the earth, the sea, and everything that in them is. And in regard to this work of reconciliation and restoration, it is finished. Amen. Glory to God. It's finished. It's finished. Amen. In our Bible this morning, and coming from Hebrews, the 9th and 10th chapter, I always mention that there's some homework for you to do because there's a lot to get from those two chapters. Amen. You can sit in 9 and 10 all week long if you really want to get a hold of this message. Amen. But I'm going to start in Hebrews 9:11. Amen. And it says there, I've got a subtitle, Redemption Through the Blood of Christ. Amen. The verse reads, but when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. Amen. Verse 13, for if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our own conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Amen. If we drop down from there, Paul continues to make his case before the Hebrews. And in the 10th chapter, beginning at the 5th verse, he continues saying, consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book. When he said above, you have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law. Then he added, behold, I have come to do your will. He does away with the first, that means he's doing away with the Old Testament, in order to establish the second, to establish the New Testament. Amen. Verse 10, and by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Amen. What just happened? Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's much to read in Hebrews chapter 9 and 10. Paul is sharing the gospel with the Hebrews, and he's guiding them through the foundation of the Old Testament, or the former agreement of sacrifice that was used to keep a relationship with God. And he is presenting to them the new agreement that's accomplished through Jesus Christ once and for all. Amen. Again, I remind you, chapters 9 and 10 are worthwhile for your continued study this week. But to summarize, we can confidently make these two statements. Amen. One, that the saving work of Jesus Christ was completed through his earthly ministry. Amen. The saving work of Jesus Christ was completed through his earthly ministry. And as a result, there is no other sacrifice to be made before God to reconcile or restore our relationship with him. Amen. Glory to God. Let's add witness to it from Jesus in the book of John. I usually give you John 3:16 when I'm closing, but listen what it says about the purpose of Jesus' earthly ministry. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. That is eternal relationship with God the Father. Amen. God is speaking to the purpose of Jesus' earthly ministry. Amen. And in John 17 and 4, we hear Jesus speaking to God saying, I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. Amen. So Jesus is saying to God, you sent me and I completed the work. Amen. Amen. Further, come on. This was our Good Friday. Jesus continued this message on the cross when we read in John 19 and 30, when he received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. Amen. And he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. Amen. And so by the time Paul is making his case to the Hebrews concerning Jesus Christ in chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, he's confident of this. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9. Then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that, we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Amen. What happened last week? Amen. Well, it is in remembering the finished work of redemption in Jesus Christ that we realize the victory that we have gained through faith in him. Amen. So every Easter, every Resurrection Sunday, when we do that in remembering his earthly ministry and his work on the cross, amen, we remember the finished work of redemption through Jesus Christ, and we realize the victory that we have through him today. Amen. Glory to God. We celebrate the Resurrection Sunday because the saving work of Jesus Christ was achieved on the cross, and as believers, we are now saved from a life without relationship with God the Father. We now have eternal relationship with him. Amen. If you're with me this morning, say, "It is finished." Glory to God. Amen. Now, I think we're there. So if we go a little further, maybe you'll also see this with me. It is finished. But he's not finished. Amen. Glory to God. Remember what we said. We said in our declaration, the blood of Jesus shed for me on Calvary shall prevail. Amen. The blood of Jesus, Hebrews in chapter 9, verse 22, it says it like this. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. That's how it was set up in the Old Testament. That was part of the old agreement that we had with the Father. Amen. When we say shed for me, John 3:16 tells us God's love compelled him to send his only son as a sacrifice for us. Amen. When we say on Calvary, amen, the New Testament writers explain the gospel and point to a real place called Calvary and at a real time. Amen. This is no mythological event. Amen. This is a historical record of the intersection of God walking in the midst of humankind. Amen. Jesus was here on this earth. Amen. Glory to God. And when we say shall prevail, amen, it shall prevail. The blood of Jesus shall prevail. The sacrifice of Jesus shall prevail. It shall press on towards victory. The victory that Jesus obtained for us over 2,000 years ago has prevailed until it could wrap up you and I in this day and time. Amen. It shall prevail. His sacrifice, once and for all, does not have to be repeated, and it has found us through the passage of time to reach us where we are. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Listen, church, in other words, this is what the songwriter meant when he said the blood still works. Amen. Come on, the blood still works. Glory to his name. I came here to tell you this morning that it is finished. I also came to let you know that he's not finished. There is power in the name of Jesus to heal, save, and deliver. Glory to God. His power remains in the earth through the Holy Spirit meeting you right now. Glory to God. And although His sacrifice paid it all, it was through the passage of time that He reaches out to you and I today. Amen. Even those who He predestined to know Him and to become His children. Amen. He's not finished. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. When you pray in the name of Jesus, there is power today in the name of Jesus. There is power today in your life in the name of Jesus. There is authority today in your life in the name of Jesus. He is not finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to His name. Luke 19 and 10, He told you, He said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save them that are lost." Amen. Glory to God. His authority did not end on the cross. There was no expiration date. Amen. He's gathering His sheep. That's you and I. All that would hear His voice. Please know that He is not finished. He's calling you into the family of believers. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. God has not left you. God has not forgotten you. Oh, glory to God. Somebody this morning might even be on the run from God. But let me tell you, you can't run from Him. You can't hide from Him. God's love will find you wherever you go. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Listen, if you're one of the called out saints, if you're one that He's called out and predestined by name, He will find you because He's not finished. Glory to God. He's going to anoint your ears. He's going to anoint your heart. He's going to speak to you in a way that you can understand. He will find you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not finished. He's not finished. He's not finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's not finished. Glory to God. And if that declaration is still with you, maybe you can even come with me now. Maybe you can extend yourself a little bit further. Maybe your faith can come and declare this today. Put it on your head again. Tell yourself, I'm not finished. Oh, glory to God. I'm not finished. You're not finished. We're not finished. Glory to God. Where are you willing to allow your faith in God to take you today? Glory to His name. Now that you're saved, meaning that you're back in right relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ, how willing are you to allow the Holy Spirit to produce change in your life? Glory to God. Your eternal life. Glory to His name. Come on, let's go Bible. Remember back in John chapter 5, there was a paralyzed man. And Jesus sees him and He speaks to him. And He says to him, do you want to be healed? He put it back on the man. He said, do you want to be healed? Glory to God. Jesus then instructs him, get up, take up your bed, and walk. Glory to God. Amen. That man was not finished. He didn't have an encounter with Jesus and sit back down. He didn't decide not to respond. He followed the instruction of Jesus, and that man's testimony went with him everywhere that he went. Amen. Lord of God, there was another paralyzed man. Hallelujah. This was Mark chapter 2. You may remember this. He also needed the healing power of Jesus, but he couldn't get near him because of the crowd. Amen. You may know this story. So his friends brought him to the gathering where Jesus was teaching. They couldn't even get in the front door because of the crowd. So they brought him up on the roof. They tore up that roof where Jesus was teaching. And they laid him down before his feet. Amen. Glory to God. And Jesus didn't even speak to that man. But he saw the faith of his friends. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He saw their faith and he healed that man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you finished? Or do you have faith today that Jesus will use to save your household, to save your friends and family? Glory to God. When you tell yourself, I'm not finished, you declare that the blood of Jesus is working in your life right now. The glory of God is moving with you as you walk. You are in the new self that he has revealed to you. Amen. Glory to God. You're not giving up. You didn't get saved and sat back down. Oh, Ephesians 5 says it like this. For at one time you were darkness. Amen. That's why they labeled you. But now you are light. You and you and you and you. You are light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Colossians 3 came another way. Said, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have to put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Amen. Glory to God. You and I are not finished. We are being transformed and renewed. We don't even know everything that God has for us. We don't even know all of the glory that he'll shine over us. We don't even know all the testimonies that will come before because of our faith. Amen. Glory to God. When we respond to the call of Jesus, it's more than 60 minutes on a Sunday. Amen. It's more than what we do on a Wednesday night Bible study. The word, hallelujah, through him, hallelujah, causes us to move, causes us to walk in his light, causes us to reflect the image of Jesus, our Savior. Glory to his name. We are not finished. Everything changes when we begin to see life through the Word of God and our salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything changes. The way you see everything changes when you reflect on God's Word and you see yourself through the salvation you have in Jesus Christ. The world still wants you to be paralyzed. They still want you to be stuck. The world wants you to be caught in cycles. They don't mind you going to church, but they want you back in the same trouble. That's the system of the world. They don't mind you going to prayer meeting, but they want you to come back in the same struggle. But when we see life through the Word of God, struggles become breakthroughs. Rough times become hiding places. And trials become testimonies. So if you're feeling stuck this morning, if you're feeling down, depressed, and maybe you just don't have your usual spiritual strength, just remember this. God never intended you to run this journey in your own power. Jesus isn't asking you to heal yourself, but he's calling you up out of that grave. Jesus is saying you're not finished. Rise up and embrace the life that he is preparing for you. We read the scripture from Revelation, sickness, disease, depression, captivity. That cannot join you in heaven. Amen. The heaven that we're promised, sickness, disease, depression, captivity, that cannot join you. That cannot go with you into heaven. Amen. We may deal with those things in this earthly realm, but they can't go up. Amen. Come on, let me tell you, it's like the TSA line at the airport. Amen. Right when you get to the airport, you got to get in that long line. Amen. Glory to God. Look, you won't mind when you're in the line at heaven. It could be long as it needs to be. As long as you're in line, glory to His name. But listen, the TSA line, you got to get up there, and one of the first things they do, they verify your ID, and they verify you got a ticket. Amen. Glory to God. But even after they know you have a ticket, they scan you. Right? You don't just go on. They scan you because there are certain things that are restricted from passing through. Amen? So even if you have a ticket, you can't bring everything with you. Amen? So Revelation 21 and 4 said this about the restricted items in heaven. He said He'll wipe away every tear from their eyes. No tears in heaven. Death shall be no more. No death in heaven. Neither shall there be mourning, sadness, crying, or pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. Amen. He's given us power and authority over these things right now. That's why we can claim the blood of Jesus. He's given us power and authority over these things. And so sometimes, whether we're praying for ourselves or we come up to the altar because we ask for someone to lead us in prayer, but this there comes back to us, is will we wait to release those things until we get in the TSA line in heaven? Or will we release those things right now here on the earth? Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? Glory to God. Look at your neighbor for a moment. Tell him you're not finished. Amen. We're getting transformed together. The Spirit of the Lord is working in this place. I know for some of you out here and some of you that are on that line this morning, amen, I know this isn't the day that you plan to join the church. I know this isn't the day that you plan to release something at the Lord's altar. But maybe you're unexpectedly hearing the call of Jesus Christ making changes in your life. Amen. As I get ready to close, Romans 3 and 23, consider this. It says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. That means all of us, none of us were holy enough to do this thing on our own. But Romans 5, it says, but God shows His love for us in that yet while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. We were still sinners when we were justified by His blood. It says, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. If you desire an encounter with Jesus, then you can ask Him into your life, into your situation, into your struggle, into your pain right now. Glory to God. Ask Him to come in and then proclaim. Because in Romans 10, 9 and 10, Deacon McCoy, it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Even if you haven't been far from Jesus, even if you are on the run, there is a pathway, there is a road back to Him. I ask you this morning, come on, deacons, Will you walk down that road? Will you, come on, Reverend Lyons, will you accept grace for your mistakes and allow God's love to come in? Will you allow the finished saving work of Jesus Christ to have victory in your life right now? The doors of the church are open. Come on, if you're online, put it in the chat. Will you come? Will you accept Him now? When you're born again in the Spirit, you are converted. Amen. You'll never be the same again. Your life will be changed forever. Amen. Listen, if you'd like to receive Jesus today, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I know that I am not in right relationship with You. My life has been hiding from You, O Lord. I have not lived according to Your word or recognized Jesus as the Son of God. But now I know I need the forgiveness that only You can provide. Right now I receive the finished work of Jesus Christ for the salvation of my soul. Right now I am believing in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe that You sent Him because You love me, that His earthly ministry, His shed blood, death, and resurrection fully provide for my forgiveness once and for all. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Savior. Thank You, Lord, for saving me and forgiving my sins today. Amen. Amen. If you've accepted this call, amen, you might come to this altar. Amen. Glory to God. I know many of us have accepted that call before, but maybe also we're still walking with something. Amen. Maybe we accepted Jesus into our life, but there's something that we haven't given Him at this altar that He could deal with it and take it away. Glory to God. And if there's something that you need released, this altar's already been prepared, already been consecrated. Glory to God, that the Spirit of the Lord might be free to work on your behalf. Glory to His name. If you need the Lord right now, if you need us to touch and agree, we stand in the gap right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Glory to His name. Yes, thank You, Jesus. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to His name. Ah, thank You, Jesus. It is finished. He's not finished. And we're not finished. Saints of God, we thank Him for all that He's done for us today. We thank Him for being in our lives. Amen. Won't you give the Lord a praise? Amen. Come on, won't you tell Him thank you? Come on, tell the Lord thank you in the house today. Hallelujah. Come on, thank Him. Thank Him. Think on His goodness. Think on His mercy. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord thank you. Come on, tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Hallelujah, O Lord. Glory to His name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Told you the Lord had a word prepared for you. Because I don't know who it is here. Somebody, something's been dogging you all week. I don't know what it is. I don't know what your perspective was, but something has been dogging you all week. And he sent a word today to say, hey, you're released from that. That does not have to drag you down. You don't have to cry about it every night. You don't have to wake up every morning worried about it. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night worried about it. Whatever it is, God prepared that word so that it could be delivered unto you this morning. Amen? Amen. 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 And I just want to give a second for you to let that sit on you before we move to the next step. Think about it right now. Just think about yourself right now. Whatever has been dogging me, thank you, Lord, for that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, it's been pulling you right on your heel. Whatever it is, it's been dragging you down. And it may have been more than a week. May have been a sickness. May have been an illness. May have been stuff you couldn't pay for. And you didn't know how you was going to pay for it. How are you going to provide for it? How are we going to eat? Doesn't matter what it is. Let that word sink into you right now. As the scripture says, write it on what? The fleshy tables of our heart. That word that just says what? Set free. Set free. You are set free. That's the word he had for you this morning. Amen? Amen. And don't forget it. Don't let anything get in the way so that you look the other way rather than at the Lord. Amen? Amen. Be encouraged this morning. I'm going to transition now because our next person is looking at me like, look, I'm ready to go. So if I could just get just a drum roll real quick. It's offering time. All right. I present my daughter.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Cash App, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle 6309. Cash App is not working at this time. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary, you will receive two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes/offerings and one for your preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. Pastor Ford is asking everyone to give $100 to turning the tide during the month of April during our Sunday offering collection or via the link below. You may also give an offering to our pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App $ Pastor Jonathan Ford. Venmo at Jonathan Ford 25. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Thank you.
Good morning, church. Here are our announcements for the month of April.
Pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on your YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you're not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. When you decide to join us in in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with COVID-19, we encourage you to please stay at home. Every first Sunday, we will gather 8:30 a.m. in person for corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. Wednesday night prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. Sunday school from 8:30 to 9 a.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your children on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th Sundays. Please remember the Pastor Ford's YLE Challenge. Sunday, April 14th, we need everyone's help planting new seeds in the garden. Following morning service, please dress accordingly. We'll have seedlings available for purchase. For home garden, lunch will be provided. Wednesday, April 24th, guest speaker, Reverend Carolyn Cavanis, Cavanis, will join us for a Bible study. Saturday, April 27th, Turning the Tide has a lunch and learn presentation, adult literacy, digital literacy, employment assistance, and more. This event will take place at Christ of Calvary, 500 South 61st Street, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and lunch will be provided. Wednesday, April 10th, there's a guest speaker, Chris Bolden Newsom, will join us for a Bible study. That's all we have for our announcements. Thank you.
Amen. With that, I'm going to bring up our Reverend Curitan to give us our benediction. Amen? Amen. We can all rise.
Amen. I'm going to ask Deaconess Keisha if you would pray us out. Glory to his name. Amen. I just want to encourage again, remember that was Hebrews the 9th and the 10th chapter. Amen. You got some time. If you were wondering what to study this week, amen. Take some time and get through it. Amen. And allow the Lord to continue to bless you by what he has done. Amen. We thank the Lord on this morning. Is Deaconess Kamala still here? She just left. Okay. Sister Cassandra, if you help us out, right after service, Pastor has some items in the office that we want to make sure we get attended to. And I think we're good.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word that went forth this morning. And we pray that you just continue to minister to us all week long as we surrender our lives to you, Lord Jesus, to use us in the days ahead. Father God, we just bless your holy and mighty name. We ask that you will cover us all with your blood, that you will protect us, God, like only you can. Hide us in your shadows, O God. We pray all these things in the name of your Son, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.